USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office is disputing the accuracy of a BuzzFeed report that suggested that President Trump told his personal attorney, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress about building a Trump Tower in Moscow in 2016. Spokesman Peter Carr says the report of special statements to the special counsel's office and characterization of documents and testimony obtained by the office are not accurate. The longest federal government shutdown is entering its fifth week, and President Trump is set to make an announcement about it this afternoon from the White House. He says he's ready to make a deal with Democrats. In a video posted to Twitter, he said this.
Everybody knows by now that our southern border is a humanitarian crisis. It's also a national security crisis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
There's some rough winter weather headed to the Northeast. Meteorologist Mark Chouinard says the winter storm is making its way from coast to coast.
The heaviest amounts of snow are going to begin across Pennsylvania and western New York, say the first half of Saturday, and then it will spread east into the rest of the Northeast as we head through the day Saturday, and then especially Saturday night into the day Sunday.
Pittsburgh could get up to a foot of snow, and more than 30 states overall could be affected by the storm. Jason Van Dyke, the white former Chicago police officer who shot black teenager Laquan McDonald, is now headed to prison for nearly 7 years. The teen's great uncle, Marvin Hunter, thinks it's a small victory.
Police officers that commit the kinds of crimes that Jason Van Dyke has done and the three other officers will be convicted properly for the crimes in which they are committed, just like any other citizen in the state of Illinois or in this country.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump had a special video message to the crowds of people who packed the National Mall in Washington, D.C. for the annual March for Life. John Clemens reports.
Mr. Trump said he was supporting the Senate's efforts to make permanent the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits taxpayer funding for abortions. He also promised to veto any legislation that weakens the protection of human life. Those gathered for the March of Life, he erupted in cheers as he made another promise.
As president, I will always defend the first right in our Declaration of Independence, the right to life.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The White House denies President Trump endangered House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's planned trip to Afghanistan, but admits he wants her to come to Washington for negotiations over the wall. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders had more to say Friday about why President Donald Trump didn't want House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to leave Washington for a visit to Afghanistan.
That's one of the key reasons that the president did not want Speaker Pelosi to leave the country, is because if she did, it would all but guarantee the fact that the negotiations couldn't take place over the weekend, and federal workers, 800,000 federal workers, wouldn't receive their paychecks because she wasn't here to help make a deal.
Pelosi canceled her plans to travel by a commercial plane to visit U.S. troops in Afghanistan, saying the president had caused a security risk by talking about the trip.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.